Matthew Berry's going to join us here in 4 minutes. Is that what it was? 4 minutes? All right. Matthew Berry's going to join us in 4 minutes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
He gets off TV and he has to come on.
Okay, I know how that is. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Got to get upset and hit the.
Yeah. Are you ready for Christmas?
No, I don't even.
Do you do your shopping yet?
No, I do everything online. I think it's probably a bad idea because it's going to be all slow this year. And
you know what I do? This is kind of unsentimental, but I just say, send me a link to what you want and I'll buy it.
Perfect. That's great.
What's that?
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. Just send me a link to what you want.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll click on it. I'll buy it. It'll be there Christmas Day.
Yeah,
it's the easiest way to do it.
It's good.
Otherwise, you just get people random stuff.
I went big on presents before I had kids and stuff. Like, I would get my brother's 5 things and my parents each, like, you know, 3 or 4 things.
Oh, yeah. No, we're down to one gift each. One gift each.
Once you have kids, it's like you just, like, give the kids a
present. Give the kids a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like, here, Dad, here's a sweater.
Right.
You know, my dad's always asking me to get him stuff for his pond. My dad has a big pond outside.
He has a pond?
Yeah. So, like, for his birthday, he's like, hey, you know what I want for my birthday? And I was like, what? And he's like, I want a pond vacuum.
A pond vacuum?
I'm like, you want me to get you a pond vacuum? And I'm like, what is
that
for?
What does he keep in the pond?
Fish. And
like, what kind of fish?
Like a tilapia. Koi? Tilapia.
Tilapia? Does he fish for him?
I don't think so. If you go over there, it's mostly just fun for the kids to take the fish food out and you throw it in there and the fish come up and they're like,
ooh. Your dad has a pond?
He has a pond. It's cool. I'll show you pictures. It's really cool. It was like, he's retired. He's a gardener. And
Does he have a lot of space?
Yeah, a lot of space. That's what happens when you live in the valley.
Wow.
You can get a lot of space out there. And he has a pond. And he just wants, every time he wants a present, it's always like, hey, I need a pond heater.
A pond heater?
Yeah, I got a heater and I got him a vacuum so far.
So pond stuff.
Pond, literally for pond scum.
That's for pond scum.
Yeah, like he uses the vacuum and gets all the algae out. That's what he does. Like,
wow.
I mean, if this is what you want, that's what I'll get for you. Just send me what you want. And my mom always says, just get me an Amazon gift card. I'll just get whatever I want.
See, gift cards are...
I know.
They're a cop-out.
You can do that literally at 11:55 p.m. on December 24th. You can be like, hey, you know what? Here's your Christmas
Amazon
present.
Gift.
Now, Amazon gift card.
Here's the weird thing about an Amazon gift card. Like, awesome.
Yeah.
But you put no thought into this.
Oh, yeah. I had to look up your email address to get it.
Right, right.
I got about as far as I had to go.
Yeah.
The thought was, which design do I want on the front of the card?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, it takes all the...
Yeah, it's really
not. Send me a link. I'll buy it for you. That's the best way to do it.
How many people do you buy presents for?
I buy presents for my one brother, Travis. Okay. My mom and not stepdad Leo and Juan. Actually, Juan and I have an agreement. We're getting the same gift this year.
Okay.
We're each getting Oculus goggles because we want to stake our claim in the metaverse.
Metaverse?
Yeah.
So you're going to get one set for the couple or one each?
No. We're each getting our own goggles so we can go into the metaverse together. All right. Hang on a second. We got this.
Now it's time for the Mason and Ireland This or That segment. Starring ESPN fantasy guru and the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry.
All right, it is time. Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto on the line. It is fantasy football playoff season, and everybody is on the edge. On the edge, Matthew. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. We got this is win or get in week, you know, or win or go home kind of week. This is, I think, for a lot of fantasy managers, this is the week they need to win to get into the playoffs.
So, Matthew, my record is now 4-8. 4-8.
All right.
And
so you won last week?
No, I lost.
No.
I'm still in last place. It's brutal. It's brutal.
All right. Well.
Hey, wait, Matthew. Do you know
what his
options at receiver are? He just told me.
Yeah, what's that?
Should he go T. Higgins or Van Jefferson? I was like, oh, I see why you're in last.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what are you going to do right there? Honestly, for me, that's definitely a tough one, but I think I'm going with T. Higgins. I like both guys quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going with T. Higgins, who's been so red hot the last 2 weeks. Arizona's actually a pretty good defense. Game's in Arizona. It should be a high-scoring game. So they're right there. And I think it's actually a big Ja'Marr Chase game, but I prefer the Bengals passing offense at home this week than the Rams on the road at Arizona, where, you know, they may try to go a little bit more run heavy.
What do you think of this Russell Gage guy that everybody this week, everybody recommended? Pick this guy up, Russell Gage from Atlanta, pick him up. Is he a guy you stick right into your lineup?
Yeah, I mean, Russell Gage, we've been talking about him for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. Look, he's more for PPR leagues than he is for standard leagues.
Okay.
You guys don't play PPR.
No, we don't.
But I will say that last three games, he's averaging 16.7 fantasy points per game. He's gotten 27 targets the last 3 weeks, right? And it's a nice matchup with Carolina, who is top five in terms of most touchdowns allowed to the slot. Gage obviously lines up for the majority of the time in the slot. My expectation here is that Stephon Gilmore is on Kyle Pitts for a majority of this game. So Gage may once again be the leading receiver for Atlanta on Sunday. But again, not a ton of touchdown equity, so he's a better PPR play than he is for your league. But I like Russell Gage this week. Yeah.
All right, I want to get to the people. Normally,
yeah,
Ireland
sure.
would be here, and he'd be asking a million questions about his mediocre team.
Right.
I got my question in there, and it sounds like my options aren't great. But yeah. I'm sure other people are right on the edge of making it into their fantasy playoffs. Let's go to Frank in Woodland Hills. Frank, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What do you got for Matthew Berry?
Matthew, I love your show. I listen to you every week, and I got Hill. Or do I sit Lamar Jackson?
Taysom Hill or Lamar Jackson?
Yep.
Is your question? Look, I'm going with Taysom Hill.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That is an indictment on Lamar Jackson right there.
It isn't.
Woo.
I mean, it's a little bit, but I will tell you, so real quickly, Taysom Hill made my love list this week. My love hates out on ESPN.com right now.
Yep.
And Lamar Jackson made my hate list. So
wow.
I'll go through because I think people might be thinking about this.
Yeah.
They might have a similar decision. Understand that last week, as bad as Taysom Hill looked from a real-life NFL perspective,
yes.
through the four interceptions and kind of didn't look ready for prime time, he still was the sixth best quarterback in fantasy last
week.
I mean, he ran for over 100 yards. I mean, he's had five starts in his career quarterback, right? Four last year and one this year. And he's never had less than 17.5 fantasy points in ESPN standard scoring. He's averaging 21 points. And one of those games is the Denver game last year. Remember when Kendall Hinton, the wide receiver, had to start a quarterback
for
the
right,
Broncos?
Yeah, right, right.
And so, like, that was such a weird game. Like, that New Orleans didn't need to do anything. And so Hill was the starting quarterback for that one. So you almost even have to throw that game out. And if you did that, all his points would be even higher. Playing the Jets this week, obviously, which is a great matchup for Taysom Hill. I have Hill as a top five fantasy quarterback.
Wow.
Meanwhile, you think about Lamar Jackson real quickly. Moving over there, Browns have allowed one quarterback, just one quarterback, to score at least 15 fantasy points against them since week 6. They're off the bye. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this. Week 12 against these same Browns, Lamar Jackson threw four interceptions. He posted 9.4 fantasy points. Like, Lamar Jackson hasn't had a rushing touchdown since week 2.
Hmm.
Lamar Jackson has not had a game with multiple passing touchdowns. He's had one since week 5. So it's just like there's a lot. Like, Jackson still has a floor because of his legs, but
yep.
if we're starting a rushing quarterback that isn't playing well in the NFL, give me the guy that's playing the Jets than the guy that has to go on the road to Cleveland who's had 2 weeks to prepare.
All right, Jose Preciado, Elijah Moore, or Brandon Ayuk?
I'm going to say Elijah Moore with this exception. He may not play this week. Elijah Moore missed practice yesterday and today.
Yeah.
So your decision may be made for you. If both guys are healthy, I'm going with Elijah Moore. But just be aware of that so far Moore is trending in the wrong direction.
Okay, let's go to Chris in L.A. Chris, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you guys for taking my call. Love the show. I got a quick quarterback dilemma. I've been rolling with Carson Wentz all season, but with this bye week, I'm stuck between choosing Taysom Hill or Ben Roethlisberger.
So, Ryan Tannehill, is that who you said, him or Big Ben?
You still there? I actually thought he said Taysom Hill, which would be
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
If he said Taysom Hill, the answer's obvious. It's Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
If it was Tannehill, I would go with Big Ben.
Okay, there you go. So either option there. Chris dropped off the line.
I rank them Taysom Hill, Big Ben, and then Tannehill this week.
Okay, let's go to Brandon in downtown L.A. Brandon, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I got A.J. Dillon or Dee Foreman, the Titans running back.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a great one. Now, we expect Aaron Jones to be back in this game. I still like A.J. Dillon. Like, I think he's earned a bigger share. So you've got basically two committee backs.
Yep.
Is sort of the challenge, is a little bit of the challenge there. But I'm actually going to go with Deontay Foreman. Playing the Jaguars, pretty good matchup. I have Foreman at 23. I have A.J. Dillon just slightly below that at 28. So they're both sort of right there. But just because I prefer to go against the Jaguars than the Bears.
Yep.
And, you know, Deontay Foreman is likely to get the goal line carries. I think it's a toss-up whether it's Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon if they get in close this week. So
okay.
I'll go with Deontay Foreman.
Giovanni in Highland Park. Giovanni, you're on 710 with Matthew Berry. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? So, Matthew, I got to choose between Marquez Valdes-Scantling or Van Jefferson non-PPR for my flex. Thanks a lot.
Non-PPR for your flex. In this particular case, I'm actually going to go with Van Jefferson with one caveat. So I actually really like Van Jefferson.
I think he's a nice player. Yeah.
I think he's a nice player. I'm as a top 25 play this week. MVS is kind of a hit-or-miss guy. They'll take some deep shots, but Lazard should be back. Now, here's the thing. My expectation is Devontae Adams plays in this week. Like, he showed up on the injury report yesterday. My expectation is that he's been playing through pain and will continue to do that. If for some reason Devontae Adams were to miss this game, then it would be MVS. But assuming Devontae Adams is active, in that case, then I think you're going with Van Jefferson, who, by the way, Mace, I should just mention,
yeah,
Van Jefferson, we're getting a lot of – I always like it when players that I have on my love list get, you know, are part of questions. Van Jefferson was in my others receiving votes. You know, today on the
I like
on the
Van Jefferson a lot. Now, I noticed that Odell Beckham Jr. was on your hate list.
Yeah.
Why yes on Jefferson and no on OBJ?
Well, just because, by the way, I mean, like, the thing of it is that Odell Beckham Jr., obviously a phenomenal player. He scored the touchdown last week, but that was pretty much it. Like, he's 36% of Odell Beckham Jr.'s fantasy points since he joined the Rams. 36% came on one play, which was the big long touchdown 2 weeks ago. It just feels like the pecking order in the Rams passing attack, and again, Arizona is seventh against the pass over the last 4 weeks. It's Cooper Kupp, right? My little Cooper Kupp there.
Yep.
Then it's Van Jefferson. Then maybe it's Beckham or Higbee, right? And then you've also got the running back, right? And, you know, whether it's going to be Sony Michel, Darren Holmes on Monday night, they always like to dump off to the running back a little bit. So, like, you need Beckham at least seeing the usage so far in the three games that he's been with the Rams. You're going to need a touchdown from Beckham for him to pay off, and I don't think as much for Van Jefferson. Feels like he's more ingrained in the offense. Feels like Stafford looks for him more in the red zone and in the end zone.
All right, let me read a couple of tweets here. Carlo B. wants to know, Mark Andrews, or I'm pretty sure it's Chuba Hubbard, right?
Yeah, it's Chuba Hubbard. I'm going to go with Mark Andrews there. You know, again, going against Cleveland, they're not great. Again, they're fine against tight ends, but they're not, like, amazing. And my it's more about concern with Chuba Hubbard, to be honest. I get it. They're playing Atlanta, but you've got Cam Newton, who's always a threat to vulture at the goal line. You've got Amir Abdullah, who's going to take much of the passing game work. You know, and, like, the Falcons are not great, but they're not awful. They're 15th against the run over the last 4 weeks, so they're basically middle of the pack. And the other thing is we don't know what this offense is going to look like. Remember, the Panthers this week fired Joe Brady, their offense coordinator.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what this offense will look like. Supposedly, the reason
I read Matthew, it's going to be more run oriented now.
That is correct. That was the rumor, is that Matt Rhule wanted to, the head coach of the Panthers, wanted to be more run heavy. He felt Brady was actually calling too many pass plays, so it gets rid of Brady. And so, yes, in theory, you would think they're going to try to run more, but does that mean more Cam Newton? So far, Chuba Hubbard has been meh.
Yeah.
You know, like, in filling in for Christian McCaffrey, like, again, with no passing game usage, in a PPR league, I prefer Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Interesting. Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Who steps in for Keenan Allen and all the other Chargers receivers who are out this week?
Yeah, listen, it's a great question. And good. Like, we'll figure out. So the report came out earlier today that Mike Williams tested negative.
Okay.
So we're expecting hopefully him to be cleared. My expectation is that it'll be some combination of Jalen Guyton and Josh Palmer. I think Palmer runs routes that are more similar to Keenan Allen than Guyton, who's more of a deep ball threat, more of a Mike Williams replacement, if you will. But understand that they're playing the Giants, who play a lot of zone. So my expectation actually is that it's a lot of Austin Eckler. I think you'll see some Jared Cook and Donald Parham. Mm. I don't know that there's a one-for-one replacement of Keenan Allen on the Chargers roster right now that you would feel like, you know, in some cases where you're like, okay, I'm making it up, but like if whatever, like I just said, like Devontae Adams. If Devontae Adams were up, you'd feel pretty good about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. But I don't know that you necessarily, well, no Keenan Allen, I do think, you know, Josh Palmer or Jalen Guyton goes off. I think it's probably spread around a little bit. But if I had to pick one to run more of the Keenan Allen routes, if he misses, I would pick Palmer over Guyton.
All right.
Got it. Thanks.
Hey, Matthew, what do we promote? You're everywhere. Your love-hate column is online. I read it first thing this morning. You've got the show on Sunday morning. Anything else you want to – Fantasy Life? The Fantasy Life email every day? I love that thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, yeah, that's what I would promote. I would say, in addition to all the stuff that I'm doing for ESPN and, of course, Fantasy Football Now this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN2, the Fantasy Life newsletter. So the Fantasy Life newsletter and the Fantasy Life app, all 100% free, definitely helps you out with your league. If you hate it, just delete it or unsubscribe. Like, you know, it's free. Give it a shot. Go to fantasylife.com and click on newsletter to sign it up. It comes to your inbox every single day. It's like a quick 3-minute read that sort of gets you set for the day in fantasy football, everything you need to know, with a bunch of links and tweets and interesting insights. The guy who writes it does a really great job. And the Fantasy Life app as well. 5 stars in the App Store, wherever you get apps.
Fantastic promo.
Nice.
If you hate it, just delete it. It's free. Give it a shot.
Like, I mean, right, because I'm just always just like, blah, blah, blah. Like, just try it. It's free. Whatever.
Try it out.
Yeah, it's not like we're charging your credit card. That's great. That's good.
Because here's the other thing, Momo.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to hate it. When people try it out, like, they never delete it because they love it.
It's
I can't tell you how many tweets I get saying, I've heard you pitching this thing forever. I finally broke down and said, screw it. Let me try it. And I can't believe my life without it. Like, people love it. If you go and look at our reviews in the App Store, like, it's 5-star after 5-star after 5-star.
No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Hey, Matthew, thank you very much. I don't know when I'm going to talk to you again. I'm out next week, so I may or may not talk to you before the holiday, but I hope you have a happy holiday, and maybe we'll bump into each other as we go along here.
Sounds great, Mace. Have a very happy and safe holiday, both you guys. And hopefully we'll see each other in person one of these days.
Yeah.
Well, if you see him in person, I just need to know, are you rooting for him to finish last and shave the eyebrow, or?
I am not rooting for that.
You want him to get out of last.
Thank you, Matthew.
I want him out of last place.
Yeah,
I'm
going to do everything I can. Everything I can. Hey, thanks, Matthew.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there's Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roto.
He is talented. Yeah.
And that's a lot of great fantasy information. So Van Jefferson or T. Higgins, he says, go T. Higgins.
But he also really likes Van Jefferson.
He does like Van Jefferson. Yeah. That's my problem. All my receivers are like maybes.
Yeah. So when you are losing, is it because you're picking the wrong guy to play each week, or just because they're not good enough?
No, usually I don't see anything on the bench that I missed.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not leaving anything on the on the table.
Well, I can live with that.
I'm playing the best I can. best I can. All right, coming up next, I want to get to this Russell Westbrook quote, because we haven't given people a chance to react to this. He said something interesting, and I would say kind of controversial if you're a Lakers fan, in Dave McMenamin's new story on ESPN.com. So we got that coming up next for you. Lakers-Memphis tonight. We'll tell you about the megacast that we're doing also. That's all coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Megacast!
Who is it?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Momo's in for John today. Megacast is tonight. That means while you're watching the Lakers
Megacast
and Memphis, me, Bergman, Jorge, Momo, Andy Kamenetsky, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and George Sedano will all be on your laptop or on your iPad or on your phone. It is available at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitch, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on YouTube. And YouTube?
It's a lot of places. A
lot of places. And it is all brought to you by Pizza Hut, home of the thing where they send three trays. What do we have a name for the box? What is it?
The Triple Treat Box.
The Triple Treat Box.
Am I getting a Triple Treat Box?
You got what you ordered.
Yeah, those two pieces.
You got a pizza and then another pizza on the middle shelf, and then you get a dessert on the bottom shelf.
I don't care about dessert.
Oh, God.
Will you eat the dessert before you eat the pizza?
No, but I'll tell you what, I ate peanut butter cups on my way home from work yesterday.
I bet you did. Yeah.
That's so sad. I stopped at the gas station right over there, picked up peanut butter cups, the big
cups.
Were
they like a little melty?
Yeah, they're so good.
And it's all over your hands?
Yeah, I've got to reset my whole life.
I understand.
I've just got to reboot.
It's okay. That's why you're going on vacation.
I got to reboot my life.
Yeah, you're going to where are we saying?
Costa Rica, yeah. I'm going to Costa Rica.
I don't know if it was secret or not.
Love that place. All right, so Russell Westbrook, in an article that Dave McMenamin has written, said this. I'm always trying to fit in and to do the best for the betterment of the team. I'll continue to do that, and whatever happens, happens. If we win a championship, cool. If we don't, I'm okay with that too. And life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that quote bothers me. And I would imagine that a lot of Laker fans are bothered by that quote. And I got some tweets. We brought this up earlier. This is from Danny H. Regarding Russ, people in LA tend to look at things with Lakers/Kobe tinted glasses. Just because someone isn't sociopathically obsessed with winning doesn't mean that it isn't important to them. What do you think of that?
That's what I was trying to tell you.
But
I do think it's important to Russ. I just think it's a mask. Like, he puts that mask on because he doesn't want to give you the quote he wants that you want from him, because it's a him versus the media thing.
Right.
And the mask is also because he hasn't won in 10 years.
By the way, 877-710-ESPN, you want to react to this. Here's one. Lenny. Russ is consumed with winning, but not devastated by losing.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time where he hasn't been winning.
Correct.
Like, it's 10 years since he's been to the finals. 2011.
But it sounds, the attitude feels like whatever happens, happens.
Well, I think he would tell you. He would not tell you.
He would not, right.
Okay, he wouldn't elaborate on any of this. But this is me psychoanalyzing, but having covered the guy fairly closely.
Yes.
One, he doesn't want to give you the quote you want. Number two, he feels like he puts everything out on the court and leaves it on the court.
Right.
And you can live with that. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. But he tried as hard as he can, and he left everything on the court. And I get that.
Here is Grant in L.A., at Granted L.A.
Yeah.
What if your doctor or lawyer said to you, whatever happens, happens. Oh. If the surgery case doesn't go well, I'm okay with that, and life goes on.
That's true. That's a good point. That's definitely, you know, that's a great point.
Whatever happens, happens.
You know what's funny?
Life goes on, at least for me.
Right.
Maybe not for you.
Okay, so I had, when I had my back surgery, Mace.
Yeah.
I was really, really nervous about the Steve Kerr thing. He had back surgery,
yes.
Same thing I was having. He got a spinal fluid leak, which is basically they nick what's called, it sucks.
Yeah, it's
you don't
it's
want
not
it to
good.
Have it's
we
a complication. Okay.
Yeah.
So I met with a few surgeons, and that was one of my questions. How do you avoid that? And their answers were very telling.
Okay.
One of them was like, well, you know, you don't need to worry about that. It's very rare. It does happen sometimes. But if it happens, we see it in the room and we fix it.
Right.
Okay. And I knew that. And I thought that was a very honest answer.
Sure.
Like, it does happen sometimes, and we'll fix it, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to end up like Steve Kerr. That was a horrible thing that happened to him. Yada, yada.
Yeah.
Another one said, yep, it does happen sometime, but I've done 10,000 of these and I've never had it happen to me.
Right.
I was like, okay, I like that answer.
Sure.
And then the other one said, well, it does happen sometimes, but it's not going to happen to you. I won't let it. I was like,
right.
Which one would you have chosen?
But I mean, I guess.
Like, confidence, all of them were confident? Like,
right. It's not.
You don't have to put the out in there. He gave the, there's an out. There's an inherent out. If they don't win, oh well, my life
goes on. Oh well, my life goes on. That's the part of it that's...
And I don't think it's intentional of him trying to say, I don't care, I'm not going to play hard, like, I don't think we can win. There's a
protective quality to it. Right, but it sounds like he's prepared to accept losing.
That is what it sounds like. But this is just, again, psychoanalyzing based off of a decade of covering him. I think he is the type that just... He's not going to give you the quote that you want from him. He knows the reporter wants him to say, our goal is to win a championship.
Yeah, what's wrong? Championship or bust. We're here for a championship.
Yeah, he knows that's what you want, so he's not going to give it to you.
But doesn't he realize he's talking to fans?
He may not realize that.
Fans.
His counter to that is always, well, I play my butt off, and you can never question my effort and energy. And I actually agree with him on that. You can't question his energy. I can never question Westbrook's
energy.
Well,
this isn't about energy. This is about attitude.
Agreed.
It's about attitude.
It's about, and the last game I saw the most compromise from Russ in the way he plays than I have
the
whole year.
Completely agree.
He was off the ball.
It was a great moment.
It was.
The Celtics game was a signature win, no question.
They were getting the ball to LeBron. He was the ball handler. Russ was off the ball. He was playing when he had the ball. It was like either LeBron wasn't on the court or he was like a second or third option. When he did shoot, it was like he was the spot-up shooter. There was a three. Remember
right.
The three he hit? And he like stood there and soaked up the applause. He was like, see, I could make those open threes.
Sure.
It was a catch-and-shoot three.
Yeah.
I mean, that I never thought I would see the day Russell Westbrook was doing a catch-and-shoot three.
It's what's required, right?
Yeah. But
he's saying, I'll do what I can for the betterment of the team. I'll do everything I can for the betterment of the team. Yeah. It's just like, it's that if we lose, we lose attitude.
Have you ever interviewed somebody like him?
Somebody like Russell Westbrook? Yeah. Let me think about that.
Because so I wrote a story about him over the offseason when he was traded to the LA.
When you say interviewed somebody like, what do you mean?
Like somebody who it's going to be adversarial. Like,
oh, Chevy Chase. Yeah, Chevy Chase.
How do you deal with
hands
him?
Down.
Like, had you ever met him?
No,
or
had
you just
never
knew
met
he
him.
Was like that.
Came out on fire. I was doing the Snyder Show and was just obnoxious.
Wow.
But Chevy Chase, I'm not the only person with a bad Chevy Chase story. Everybody has bad Chevy Chase stories that have run into Chevy Chase.
So why do you think he's like that? Did he have a bad experience with the media or is he just like that?
I think he's just like that.
Yeah, there's some people who are just like that.
I think he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the other one that was? You asked.
Oh, William Shatner.
Yeah.
Oh, William Shatner's the worst. We just sit around and talk about celebrities who are bad.
I love it. You know, you can literally Google that, celebrities who are jerks.
Yeah.
Google it. There's like a fun list that comes up.
We'll do that.
Lots of Reddit, too.
All right, 877-710-ESPN, Russell Westbrook's quote. How do you feel about that sort of attitude conveyed in the Dave McMenamin article? Mesa in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob M. Ronnie. So it's raining. You know what that means? Stupid LA people hydroplaning across the freeway. It's just can be a mess out there. Yeah, turn your mic on for that.
Took me over an hour to get here.
Jeez. And when I was driving up the 10, what did I see?
What?
Two accidents.
Two
accidents. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joy to now, personally, world. I love anchovies.
Dude.
Love anchovies.
Really?
Oh. For real?
God, anchovies are the best.
You like salt, apparently?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love
salt?
I only like anchovies. This is so bougie. Wow, I'm really saying this.
Yep.
I only liked anchovies when I had them in Sicily. And they were fresh out of the
that
water.
That is so bougie. Fresh
that was
out of
so
the water.
Bougie right there.
Oh, my God.
Like, I actually, or they were like, would you like
did you really just say that?
I really did.
Anchovies fresh out of the water in Sicily.
Uh-huh, they serve them with olive oil and some lemon. Oh. It's amazing.
Hey, she even did the
she did the kiss the fingers thing. You
know,
the Italian.
I did. It was so good.
So good.
Every other time, I'm like, way too fishy.
I love anchovies on pizza. I love anchovies on a lot. So
you better be careful with me right
in
here.
In our family, there's a family tradition that's been handed down from generation to generation. And the idea is that you slice up an orange slices.
Okay.
And then you put an anchovy on top of each orange slice.
Really?
Yeah, it's an Italian thing.
So it's a way to get away from it smelling so fishy.
Well, no, you get the little bite of the acid, you get the saltiness of the fish.
Well, like in Sicily,
that's the way we did it in the old country. Yeah. In the old country. In Napoli, where my grandmother's
in
from.
Sicily.
Yeah.
You from Sicily too?
Hey, no, family? Napoli.
You forgot one thing though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Exactly. The kissing of the fingers. All right, so we read the Russell Westbrook quote. I'll continue. I'm always trying to fit in to do the best for the betterment of the team. I'll continue to do that. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, happens. If we win a championship, cool. If we don't, I'm okay with that too. And life goes on.
Mm. Mm. So you're not happy for him that he has balance in his life and a family that gives him joy and satisfaction outside of whatever happens on the basketball court?
I think we expect a killer attitude on the basketball court.
I get it.
We do. Let's go to Trent in Bellflower. Trent, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Trent.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome. Thank you.
I just like to give a special shout-out to that gorgeous Ramona Shelburne.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very nice.
Myself, personally, I have no problem with his comment because it is very truthful. I believe a lot of you that's in the commentating industry,
yes,
and radio sports personalities like to make something out of something that it is not. You like to create controversy. What I'm saying is because he says he's willing to do whatever it takes for him to do for the betterment of the team. That's what he has always done. This is how come he has always been a multiple-year triple, averaging triple-double.
Right, right.
He has shown that. Now, at times, there is times that you cannot expect to win a championship every year. Because me being a number one Laker fan, I expect and look forward to the Lakers winning the championship every year. But when they don't, life goes on.
All right. So you're okay with Russ and that sort of take, that sort of attitude. If we win the championship, cool. If we don't, I'm okay with that too. You're all right living with that, Trent.
Yes, I am perfectly all right with that.
Okay.
What else? What else attitude could you take?
Championship or bust. I am here to win a championship.
I mean, I could find probably 10 Kobe Bryant quotes where he was just like, we're about winning championships. And there's no end of the quote. That's the end.
Okay. But in the event, if they don't win the championship, does not life still goes on?
You're right. I'm with you, man.
Okay, Trent, thanks for the call. Well, welcome to the show. First time caller. So,
good call. I like it, the commentating industry.
We're in the commentating industry. Exactly
like
right.
Yeah.
So I would not entertain the possibility of not winning a championship. Mm-hmm. I think if you entertain the concept of not winning a championship, you are in some, this is sort of like, it's like a almost like a spiritual concept.
I get it.
You are visioning that championship,
yeah,
and you're not entertaining the idea that you don't get it.
Right. I mean, look, one of the reasons, like what you're saying about Greg, he's not going to envision winning. If anything, he's going to downplay his chances of winning because
correct,
if he tried to win,
yep,
if he put, one, he doesn't think he will. Now, two, if he tried to win and started to care more,
correct,
then it would hurt.
This is Greg Bergman in the Mandy Awards, right?
Then it would hurt if he didn't win.
Yes. So you've inoculated yourself to losing.
Has he immunized himself?
Yeah.
I don't want to win.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Everybody
stop.
Wants to win.
No.
Everybody
swear
wants to win.
To you.
You want to lose.
I want either
you
Lindsay
want to be
or
a loser.
To win.
You
I
want
do.
To be a loser.
I do.
Can you
I mean,
say
I
that?
I am. Every day I am. What's the difference? You
wait,
call
wait,
me
no,
a loser
no.
daily.
What are you? What you want to be a loser?
I want to be a loser. Cut it up.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, I got it. You know why?
I always have this.
Greg, I think you're right.
Exactly. So that's all I need. I just need that from John.
Like, you're,
and now I feel validated.
When did you start wanting to be a loser in life? Like, yeah. When was that your goal?
When was that?
You already know this. We've done this before. I'm already winning at life.
When did you start accepting mediocrity and losing as a way of life?
I'll tell you, it was February 8th, 2016, the day that I started on Mason in Ireland.
Oh! That was good.
You remember the date?
Yeah, because it was 2 days after the Super Bowl. It was the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. That's the date.
Do you feel like you crushed his soul or something here?
No.
I don't have
like
a soul,
blaming
Momo.
You.
Of course, everybody has a soul. Yours is just very sad.
I think it was after you stopped doing the podcast from your closet.
Oh, yeah. That's back in the day when Bergman used to do shows from his closet.
Yeah.
MPG.
What was that?
Multi-platform Greg.
Oh, yeah, multi-platform Greg. He was killing it on every platform.
People still call me that, by the way.
Speaking of platforms, tonight,
yeah.
The MegaCast. Me, Jorge, Bergman, Momo, Andy Kamenetsky, O'Shea Jackson Jr.,
yep.
George Sedano. We will all be on MegaCast.
Yeah.
The MegaCast,
hey,
exactly.
Who do you want cameos from my house? Like, I can probably bring Daniel into
the
shot.
Oh, we want to see Daniel.
Okay. Daniel will make a live appearance.
Can Nev, get him to
will
say
Nev
vote
stop
for Jorge?
In?
Probably. He might be taking a nap. That's sort of his nap time. What about the cat? You want to meet Beans?
Sure, we'll meet Beans the cat. Yeah,
she purrs like you've never heard a cat purr.
I cannot wait.
Sounds like a pigeon.
I'm a big cat person.
I know you are.
Big cat person. So tonight, on your laptop, on your iPad, on your phone, you want to go to ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, on Facebook, on Twitch, and on YouTube. And you can watch the game with us.
So many places.
And we will be commenting on all of it.
What if people had Twitter and Facebook and Twitch open all at once?
A lot of us.
Surround sound.
It would be surround sound.
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Right.
You can put it on like three separate TVs all around you.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. We got that coming up for you tonight. Also, we're only on until 3:30 today because of Lakers pregame. So, and I forgot to lie. So I'm going to tell a lie between now and 3:30.
You forgot to lie?
I forgot to lie.
Really?
Telling a lie between now and 3:30 for a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
It's my game today, too, by the way.
What time is the lie of the day, then? Do I have half hour?
I thought for sure you lied already.
100%
I thought you lied already.
So if you haven't lied yet, you have to do it at jump ball.
Okay, during jump ball, I will tell a lie.
You did not lie yet?
No.
100% I thought you lied.
100% no.
Yeah,
what did you think I lied about?
This on the orange and the...
Oh, no. That's a family tradition from the old country.
I was like, there's no way you can keep a straight face.
No, the orange slices and the anchovies, that is from the old country.
Slice open an orange and put an anchovy on top of it.
On each slice, yes.
Wow.
Oh, so good.
You thought that was the lie of the day, right?
It sounded, yeah.
So good, no. I will lie at some point during jump ball... And if you can figure it out, you will win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
And who should we not vote for?
Yeah, you caught me on a...
Oh, I caught you off guard there. Yeah.
Usually has already, but it's...
My taste
says... Don't vote for Laura.
Don't vote for Laura.
Just say it ourselves.
Exactly. All right. And you can vote, by the way, for the Mandy Awards.
You can also vote several times.
Yeah, 710awards.net. There is no limit to the number of times you can vote. Jump ball is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Woo! Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so I was listening to the morning show today. You know, Keyshawn, J. Will, and
I
Max.
I know Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
They're on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every single morning right here on 710 ESPN. And they were talking about the Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski connection has 90 touchdowns.
Wow.
Which is now second to only Peyton and to Marvin Harrison, wow, having 112.
Okay.
Montana to Rice? No.
So more than Aikman to Irvin, more than Montana to Rice.
Okay.
More than, and so on, and all those. So what is the greatest quarterback to pass catcher connection?
Well, wait, you just said it.
Well, no, in your opinion.
Oh, in my opinion.
It doesn't have to be by stats, it's just by your opinion.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with myself without weird stats.
Montana to Rice, right? Was great.
That was good. I'm trying to think of other ones.
This is a stupid question. You told us who has the best.
Well, who has the
already.
Most? That's
you
just
told
by, no,
us
but
who
but
is
like,
the most.
When you think about quarterback to wide receiver, who do you think about? Or wide receiver or tight end? It could be Phillip Rivers to Antonio Gates. I mean, it just depends on who
you
are.
I'll tell you who the best in the league is right now is Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, right now, probably.
Breaking every single record there is for receivers. So I'll say Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp.
Look at you.
Such a homer.
I love the Rams.
I know. You're
only a homer if you're pretending to be objective.
Yeah, okay.
I don't pretend to be objective.
You wouldn't do like Kurt Warner to Torrey Holt or to Isaac Bruce.
Kurt Warner to Ike Bruce. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Who else?
Whoever did, who was the tight end Brett Favre used to throw to?
Brett Favre used to throw to? Sterling Sharp. Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, Sterling Sharp.
Sterling Sharp. Yeah. What about Terry Bradshaw to Lynn
Swann? Donald Driver was there.
Terry Bradshaw to Lynn Swann.
No, there you go.
That's old school.
Yeah.
I like the, not Culpepper. It was to Moss.
Yeah.
Who was it before? Wanna Cunningham. Go? Cunningham to Moss.
Hey, let's go old school Rams. Let's go Dieter Brock to Billy Waddy.
Wow, that's pretty old school.
How about John Hadle to Ron Jesse?
Jeez,
you want to do old Rams combos?
Yeah, keep going. What else you got?
Yeah, go ahead.
How's your NFT going?
NFT...
Did it open?
It did open. It's just a ticket spinning around. Yeah.
All right, I'm a big fan of Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell is great. Yeah,
she is
her and Dax Shepard, they've got podcasts and all kinds of
stuff.
They
have a game show, too, on one of those, on Hulu or something like that. They do a game show.
Yeah.
Together. She's going to be in a new Netflix movie coming out in January called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window.
That's a lot.
it's a fake of all those.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
So it's an 8-episode limited run series described as a darkly comedic, wine-soaked, satirical slant on the psychological thriller that will have you guessing who, what, where, why, and how in the hell until the very end. So are you interested in The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window?
100%. I love this. I've actually read... Have you read any of these books?
No.
I've actually read some of these books. The Woman in the Window, The Girl on the Train.
Yeah.
They've made movies out of them.
Is this like a spoof of it?
It's a spoof of all that.
Okay.
Yeah, sign me up for that.
I just like Kristen Bell. She's funny.
She's great.
She could play me in the movie about me. I'd be excited.
Did you see them with...
That would work.
Could that work? That would be a dream cast for me.
She's got the same bubbly personality as you.
She's way funnier and prettier than me, but we're just going to go with it.
Sure. Did you see them interview Obama?
No.
Yeah.
Is it great?
Oh, it was really good because it got out the lighter side of Obama because they're just kind of goofballs.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell with President Obama.
What was the show
Obama?
She was in with Don Cheadle? I can't remember that title anymore. It's like the financial show.
Financial show? No.
She was so good.
Nothing.
All right. Anyway.
People.
I like her.
Go!
Jorge, what you got?
All right, speaking of wine, Oreo is teaming up with Barefoot Wine for a cookie-flavored red blend.
What?
Yeah. the blend comes out today, actually. You can only get it on the Barefoot site. So they send it with two bottles and a package of Oreos.
Okay.
So is this like a wine pairing?
Yeah. So this is made out of this. Well, check this out. This has blackberries, dark cherries, chocolate, cookie, and cream flavors. How is it when it comes to trying new things like this?
I'd try it. What I don't know is this a gimmick?
Well, I mean, remember the mac and cheese thing that came out? Mac and cheese ice cream?
Mac and cheese ice cream.
I don't know. But
I think this is a way for Barefoot Wine and Oreo to get their brands out there. I don't know if if Oreo.
But check this out. It's $24. It's $24. You get two bottles of wine, that 750 milliliters, and then you get a pack of Oreos.
Yeah, by the way, wine you want cheaper the better. Cheaper wine you can get, the better it is.
I understand that concept.
Yeah. I'd give it a go, but I feel like it's one of those. It's like the Taco Bell hotel that they had in Palm Springs. Mm. It's like brand.
Yeah.
What else? Isn't there a vodka that's flavored with Arby's French fries?
What?
Yeah,
they did that.
There's an Arby's French fries vodka. Ugh. It feels like one of those things. So I'd try it. I'm not a big wine person.
So I've gotten into wine over the years, but I can go very highbrow and very lowbrow as well. Like I'm not like, oh, I won't drink that. It's gross.
See, I don't know the difference between good wine and bad wine. I don't know even how to tell the difference.
Yeah.
It's red water, it's white, it's red water.
to me. Red water with an interesting
tea.
Flavor.
It's like dirt water. Nevin's like, tea's like dirt water.
Tea is like dirt water. I'm not a tea person either.
He's like, why am I going to drink that dirt
Ted
water?
Ted Lasso hates
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And bubbly water.
And bubbly water, exactly. Bubbly water.
I've been drinking a lot of tea lately, and I really don't know why, too. I mean, there's something comforting about it, but it is really like dirt water. Yeah.
Was it on this show that we did the wine tasting with Michael Thompson, where we got the $2 chuck, and he brought in Camus, and we had to try it?
Yeah.
And all of us took the $2 chuck?
Yeah, we all picked the $2 really? Chuck. $2 chuck is delicious.
Speaking of that, now that we're in studio,
yes.
You're supposed to try different waters. And you're going to tell us which one's
which. Oh!
Volcanic water.
Yeah,
volcanic
water.
Yeah, how about the Icelandic water? The one that comes in a glass.
Water Balls. Is just water, people.
No,
Arrowhead, Aquafina, Crystal Geyser, John Ireland's fancy volcano from Hawaii.
I drink the volcano water.
No, you do not.
I do.
Why would you pay extra for water? It comes right out of the sink. It comes right out of the tap.
It's like filter. I drink the alkaline water. I do all that.
I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Okay, so
tomorrow I'll bring you some. I'm going to bring you my two favorite waters from home.
Okay?
I'm
going to
bring you some
waters.
I'm going to bring you the hint of lemon water.
Right.
I like the hint of lemon water.
Okay.
That's good stuff. And I'll bring you the alkaline water.
Okay, I'm going to bring you three waters.
Okay.
I'm going to bring
We'll do a water taste test tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you the most expensive water in the store.
Okay.
Okay.
which is
Which I don't know. I'm just going to go buy the most expensive water.
I bet you it's Voss.
It's Voss.
Because it comes in a glass bottle. And then something from my tap.
Okay.
And then something from my garden hose.
Got it.
And I want you to identify which is the Voss.
Okay, got it.
Find the Voss.
Okay.
That's the game.
Water.
I just went to the machine and got a Dasani.
Please.
Mace, I went to the machine, the vending machine, and got a Dasani. And I had an actual thought about, do I want to buy the smart water for 50 cents more?
Yes.
I didn't. I stuck with it. I actually like Dasani.
Yeah.
The crystal
smart water is a scam.
Does
water
the smart
is
water
just
make
water.
You smarter? Sounding great over there.
Yeah, you got to fix your mic.
The mic is not bad.
Jorge had something funny he was super proud of, but
he was
talking
about gold leaf, you know. Yeah.
No, they put a little goldfish in the thing. Like in the wrapper for smart water. They put a little goldfish in there.
Have you
ever seen it? Yeah, you guys ever seen a little goldfish in there?
No.
Like a real goldfish?
No, it's just a picture of a goldfish.
Picture of a goldfish.
Like goldfish is in there. Be a goldfish.
Be a goldfish, says Ted Lasso. Absolutely. All right. Last one.
Last one. Old friend Yasiel Puig has found a new home.
Really?
God, your microphone.
Stop talking over there.
Yeah, we gotta get that fixed again. It's been fixed 15 times. The Korean baseball organization is where Yasiel Puig is going now. Puig signed a 1-year, $1 million max salary for a foreign player with the Kaiwoom Heroes of the KBO.
Okay.
Others have made this move and have come back to Major League Baseball. Do you think we ever see Puig back in a Major League Baseball game?
God, he was so much fun.
He was so good.
I mean, remember his Instagram, you know, he'd had a basket full of puppies, Puig your friend. I played in his poker tournament, actually finished second.
You were good.
In the Yasiel Puig celebrity poker tournament. I have a feeling,
no
he's not coming back.
He had a post about a week or two ago where he wrote about how he wants to help other Latino ball players who come over and don't necessarily understand the culture and get too much too soon. And he didn't feel like he got enough support when he came over and didn't learn. He didn't understand the culture enough, which is all true. He
went to
Cuba and he thrown right into superstardom. But I do think the Dodgers gave him a lot of support. So I don't know if there's enough owning of his own behavior, but in that post. But, you know, look, I liked Puig when he was in town. I thought he was an electrifying baseball player. He's not out of the league because of the violating the rules of baseball or not or celebrating after home runs. He's out of the league because he didn't make adjustments at the plate.
Correct.
You know, they're just people figured out how to pitch him, and then he didn't quite adjust to that, and he became a 230 hitter, basically.
Yeah,
right.
Basically what happened to Puig. Yeah, I it's funny
when he
now.
Hit Cincinnati, that or the Indians or whatever team he was on.
I go back and I think about when I was doing Good Day LA with Steve Edwards on Channel 11, and there was an actual debate. If Steve is listening, he knows this. There was an actual debate. Who would you rather have, Yasiel Puig or Mike Trout? And I was on the Yasiel Puig side.
I remember.
Side. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I remember.
What an idiot. That was a dumb version of me.
Well, I might have been on the same side, too.
Puig over Trout?
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was crazy. He came out so entertaining.
Like a lightning bolt.
And part of it was the personality.
It was the star factor.
He's got all the personality that Mike Trout doesn't.
Yeah.
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jen Latta knew.
Oh, man.
One of my.
You committed to that take, though. You did.
I did. I went all in on that
take.
Five
words for you. Yeah. So were they really five words?
I believe in Mark Sanchez. Yeah, they were.
Did you lie?
No, I didn't lie. That was not a lie. I have told a lie.
Yeah?
At some point during the last 20 minutes.
Wow.
You know what it is?
Just got that in there.
Yeah, Jorge says yes.
Nope, no clue.
No clue?
I have an idea.
All right. 877-710-ESPN. I told a lie in the last 20 minutes. If you can identify the lie, you win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Also, it's Game of Games today. Momo has the game.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that at 3:15. 3:30 is Lakers Pre with Spock and the Jock. And then don't forget the MegaCast is tonight. You can watch us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Twitch, and on YouTube. Me, Bergman, Jorge, Momo, George Sedano, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Andy Kamenetsky. We will be bringing the game to you as you watch it live on Sportsnet LA. What do we call that channel? Sportsnet LA.
Spectrum.
On Spectrum. Yeah. On Spectrum Sports, right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.